If God's faithfulness isn't canceled by your doubts, mistakes, or the instability all around you, what boldness and hope should it ignite as you step into the public square today? Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. I hope you're having a great day. I sure am. God is on the throne, and he has placed hope in my heart to say he's going to turn around Washington State today. And you say, how do you know that? Because I know who he is, and he's inside of you. You are going to have people you encounter today, and you're going to have the boldness and the courage to share Jesus Christ with them today. Hey, we are in a series called None Righteous. If you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, comment, and place in that Washington Defender huddle. And if you're a financial partner with FPIW, thank you so much for your generosity. We really do need it. We have a dream to hire 5 more lobbyists that represent our values. And so if you know people who can give 5, 10, 15, 20, 25 bucks, encourage them to give to us. We would love to be able to represent them even more in Olympia. So here we go. Let's dive in. It's going to be a great time. Let's find my mouse over here. Okay, here we go. None righteous, the faithfulness of God. Then what advantage has the Jew? Or what is the benefit of circumcision? Great in every respect. I can just hear Paul just shouting that out from the rooftop. It's great in every respect. First of all, that they were entrusted with the oracles of God. So they are trusted with the oracles of God. They were given God's word, and they were entrusted to maintain it, to take care of it, to make sure it's moved forward. What then? If some did not believe, if some who? Their unbelief will not nullify the faithfulness of God, will it? What is so amazing is there's a debate in the public square of whether or not Israel is a legitimate country, whether or not Jews are still the chosen people. And yet we have scriptures like this. What then? If someone did not believe. This is speaking of those Jews who didn't believe. Did they nullify the faithfulness of God? In other words, he's addressing that covenant relationship. He says, never be, may it never be. Rather, let God be found true, though every man be found a liar, as it is written, that you may be justified in your words and prevail when you are judged. So he addresses the issue right here. He's like, zip it, Wonder Boy. No, not at all. Just because some Jews are unfaithful doesn't nullify the word of God. God is true. And he said it was an everlasting covenant. So therefore, it is an everlasting covenant. The church did not replace Israel. So how faithful is God? Lamentations 3:22. We're going to look at 15 Bible verses about the faithfulness of God. And I'm going to kind of move through it kind of quickly, and we'll see what we learn here together. Lamentations 3:22 through 23. The Lord's acts of mercy indeed do not end. Get a hold of this. Lamentations, Old Testament, lamenting. The Lord's acts of mercy indeed do not end. For his compassion do not fail. They are new every morning. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. Great is your faithfulness. I'm not a singer, but you got to enjoy that just a little bit right there. So he has new mercies for you today. You said, I messed up last night. Repent, turn to the living God. Everything is brand new today. Don't do it again. Walk in the things of God. Figure out the areas that you stumbled in and move forward. 2 Thessalonians 3:3. But the Lord is faithful, and he will strengthen and protect you from the evil one. God is faithful. Just because some people don't believe it, or maybe you've doubted that, that does not nullify the faithfulness of Almighty God. As you walk into that workplace today, be on fire for the things of Jesus Christ today. Have your eyes open to what God is doing. Stand up and shout from the rooftops, Jesus Christ is Lord. If we don't change this heart of ours, we can't change that public square. I'm getting fired up this morning. I'm here to tell you, enough is enough. We need to know who Jesus is and that he will strengthen and protect us from the evil one. 1 Thessalonians 5:24, faithful is he who calls you, and he will also do it. faithful, faithful, faithful is he who calls you. Hear that this morning. I'm believing that as this goes out over all the venues that it's going to go through, all the platforms it's going to go through, that people will be hearing of the faithfulness of the Lord our God. He is the one who calls us, and he is faithful to perform it and to do it. Hebrews 10:23, let's hold firmly to the confession of our hope. Look at that. Let's hold firmly to the confession of our hope. Say it with me. Let's hold firmly to the confession of our hope. I will hold firmly to the confession of my hope without wavering. Come on, without wavering. For he who promised is faithful. Think about that for a moment. God is faithful. Let us hold to that confession of our hope without wavering, because God is faithful. Let's go back to the Old Testament. Know therefore that the Lord your God, he is God. That's the first thing that we've got to do, that we've got to stand up in that public square and know that God is God who keeps his covenant and his faithfulness to thousands of generations for those who love him and keep his commands. Isaiah 25:1, the Old Testament. Lord, you are my God. I will exalt you. I will give thanks for your name. For you have worked wondrous plans formed long ago with perfect faithfulness. He's perfectly faithful. Old Testament. He will cover you with his pinions, and under his wings you may take refuge. His faithfulness is a shield and a wall. God's faithfulness today is shielding you and is a wall to you. He's surrounding you with his faithfulness. Isn't that powerful? I just think that's what I need to be reminded of today. God is faithful. God is faithful. He is my shield and my wall. For the Lord is good, Psalm 100, verse 5. For the Lord is good. His faithfulness is everlasting, and his truth is to all generations. Think about that for a moment. The Lord is good. He is faithful. It's an everlasting faithfulness. Back to the New Testament. No temptation has overtaken you except something common to mankind. And God is faithful, so he will not allow you to be tempted beyond what you are able to bear. But with the temptation will provide the way of escape also, so that you will be able to endure it. He's faithful to present you a way out of this temptation. You're not a victim. You are victorious. Now, you may need to train yourself to hear the voice of God to get a little bit ahead of the wagon when it comes to those temptations that, you know, are coming your way. And you're like, no, I need to be ahead of this. I need to hear the voice of the Holy Spirit so I can respond in faithfulness to God by the faithfulness that he's given me. Number 10, God is faithful, through whom you were called into fellowship with his Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. Our Lord, our God. And so we see this from the very beginning, that God is faithful. Back to the Psalms. The Lord is righteous in all his ways and kind in all of his works. Psalm 36, your love, Lord, reaches to the heavens, your faithfulness to the skies. Your faithfulness continues throughout the generation to generation. You establish the earth and all that stands. 2 Timothy 2:13, if we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. He is a faithful, faithful God. And finally, 1 John 1:9, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous so that he will forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Confess your sins today to Jesus Christ. Today is the wonderful day of salvation. God is so, so good, isn't he? Isn't he so good? Think about what's going to happen today. You're going to walk into that workplace today, and you're going to walk in not thinking that God has left you as an orphan or as a refuge or as a abandoned child or anything. You're going to walk in there going, God, you are faithful. You are faithful to show me someone who needs you today, to give me that idea and that emphasis where I can pray for them today, to know how to pray for them today. God is faithful. And then when that temptation comes knocking at your door, you are going to stand in righteousness, knowing the very faithfulness of Almighty God. That's you. That's you today as you walk into that public square. God is faithful. He's faithful with you every single step of the way. You're going to outlove people. You're going to outcare for people. You're going to outprovide for people. You are going to be a man or woman of Almighty God. You are a man of valor. Now, oh mighty man, I want to tell you something. Pray for your faithfulness with your family. Be faithful to your kids, to your wife. And I'm not just talking in sexual purity. I'm talking in all regards. They need you. They need your leadership. They need to hear you pray. They need to hear you stand on the word of God with great confidence. Because when you aren't confident, then they become insecure and unsure of what the future may hold. But because you are a man of God, that you can stand with great boldness and courage and confidence and all newness of life, because you know in whom you have believed. And not only have you known him, but you believe that he is able to keep you until that day. Today is a day of God's faithfulness upon you and a day of boldness upon you. And you are going to rock it today because God loves you so very much. And he's a faithful God. Well, as the world is unwinding in more ways than one, I want to remind you, our application today is very simple. God is faithful. When there's tons of lies going on out there about all sorts of things around this world, God is faithful. When they're saying peace, 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 and there is no peace, God is faithful. When they're saying war, 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 and rumors of war, God is faithful. When they're saying inflation, 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 God is faithful. God is faithful. And then what's really cool is this is part of our There Is None Righteous series. You know what that means? He's faithful even when we are unfaithful. Isn't that powerful? Isn't that amazing that God is faithful even when we are unfaithful? No, he's not faithful to our sin. He's faithful to our salvation, to cleansing us from all unrighteousness. He's a faithful God. Well, let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day, and we know that you are a faithful God. Let us walk today in the public square, understanding how faithful you truly are. God, I pray for those who may be discouraged and down and disheartened today by the circumstances that they are going through. I pray that their eyes will be lifted up and they would see where their help comes from, that their help comes from you, God Almighty, creators of heaven and earth, creator of the universe, creator of me and my circumstances and all that I have to go through. Great is thy faithfulness. In Jesus' name, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.